I highly recommend reading Becker directly, and you can find an excerpt from the denial of death in the resource tab, but I will recap some of the main points. He discusses and considers two positions, that the fear of death is not natural and inevitable, and that it is. That is, there's what Becker calls the healthy-minded argument, which suggests that we are not born with the fear of death and that it's created by a lack of nurture or by society. He contrasts this with the morbidly minded argument, the position that the fear of death is present and natural in everyone, and that it's the basic fear that influences all others, a fear from which no one is immune, no matter how disguised it might be. Quoting William James, he calls the fear of death the worm at the core of man's pretensions to happiness. Which position do you agree with? Do you think that fear of death is an inherent part of the human condition or not? The morbidly minded argument is the position favored by Becker and also by Woody Allen. Becker goes on to argue that fear of death underlies a lot of our behavior, but critically and very psychoanalytically, Becker argued that it's usually repressed. He suggests that we would be paralyzed with terror if we walked around fully aware of the fact that inevitably, no matter what we do, no matter how many of those green smoothies I drink, eventually we will die. But as Freud argued, repression doesn't solve the problem. The fear of death resides in our unconscious and sometimes in consciousness as well, and it influences our behavior. Specifically, Becker suggested the fear of death encourages people to cling to belief systems that help make the world meaningful and also designates standards and values to measure one's self-worth against, so it explains why we need self-esteem. In a sense, living up to the standards of a meaningful cultural system offers individuals a sense of symbolic immortality.